You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Welcome, everyone, to a very controversial show. Just kidding. It's not really that controversial.
Well, people have a lot of different opinions on this, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. This show is going to be focusing on what happens when you start to work with friends. Should you treat those relationships differently? Yes. How should you treat them? What should you do? Cam Shute brings in a very good question today that I think is really going to draw you in. So stay tuned for today's episode of Ask Drone You. Really excited. Today we're actually going to be at the fly-in. It's been a fun week. I'm saying that because we're recording this before the conference, so because we will not have time pretty much after tomorrow. Everyone starts flying into New Mexico starting mañana. So
we actually have some people that are literally, or at this point, they have flown in.
Oh, really?
Bringing their own planes, yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Glad I coned off the parking lot.
That's right. Scoot right on in there.
I really did cone off the parking lot.
I did see that.
That's just because I'm tired of people parking 6 inches from my brand new truck.
Oh, you crack me up, dude. This is Paul's world and we're all just asking to live in it.
That's horrible. That's horrible. All right, well, let's get to today's show, which is brought to you by the Drone U community. If you want access to 32 classes wherever you are, whenever you are, so if you're in the field and you're wondering about a certain point, good news, you can find the answer inside the Drone U community. Good news, right now, you can get access to the Drone U community for $47 a month, and every month, that has more and more value as we add more and more classes. So what are you waiting for? Are you open to learning? Do you think you could better yourself? Do you want to be a part of a community that will inspire and motivate you to do more and do better? Then you're in the right place. Check out droneu.education.
Indeed. And if you're looking for a new drone, ready to upgrade, you're ready to buy that Mavic Pro 2 when it comes out, go to dynexdrones.com. Check them out. I think you're going to like the way that they do things, the way their site's laid out. They've got some really nice programs that are going to allow you to pay for that drone over time, if that's an option for you, if that's something that you need. And you can get a $25 discount off your order by using the coupon code DRONEUSAVE, all caps, DRONEUSAVE25, that's the number 25, at dynexdrones.com/DRONEU. Check them out. I think it's a good option for you to get your drone.
Hey guys, Cam from Wisconsin. Quick question about working for friends and acquaintances. I'm ready to launch my drone business pretty soon after studying and practicing for the last year. Several of my friends love the drone videos that I've been posting to my social media, such as my subject tracking demo reel. And I'm realizing firsthand the benefits of treating a drone business like a relationship business. For example, one of my acquaintances owns a local insurance company, and he's asked me to assist with launching their drone program for roof inspections and for disaster response. And another friend is a library director who wants video work for a year-long construction progression project, which is a high-profile library construction project in that community. I feel like these projects are too big to turn down, but my real question is, what are the risks and benefits that I need to be aware of and plan for as I launch my drone business working for friends? Are there any examples of good relationships gone bad due to a lack of planning or execution? Or if conflicts arise, what's the best way to handle them? I feel like after reading Never Split the Difference, I can negotiate my worth, but are there limits when working for friends? And lastly, what advice do you have for maintaining a professional value as well as maintaining close relationships with friends? Thanks, guys.
Whew, this is a tough one. I think you can go so many different directions. I'm really curious, Paul, to hear. Well, number one, I know you've got a really good story about this very, very subject, but I'm curious about everybody's perspective on this because I know this is something that's probably bringing up a lot of emotion for people. I bet a lot of people listening have actually dealt with situations where things went awry And so that leads people to have their own conclusions as to what this kind of a situation should look like. But definitely have some thoughts. But that story is pretty intriguing. So why don't you kind of fill people in and, I don't know, maybe give them some insight onto...
Well, the first thing that I'll say before getting into this story is that you have to set expectations immediately when you're working with friends. Otherwise, it's going to go south. And it did go south for me. And a lot of you know I won Video of the Year for the World Series of Wake Surfing last year. And I won Video of the Year last year because of a couple, literally like a married couple, out of Calgary, Canada. And I've known them now, let's see, about 5 years. Met them in Lake Powell, which I haven't been to Lake Powell in probably 4 years. Met them at Lake Powell and ended up becoming really good friends with them. They invited us to their RV and their boat, oftentimes in Arizona, and we would go out and film and do all these things. And finally, they asked me to shoot an event, and they were willing to pay me, and I was very excited about that. And we went back and forth on email and what they were looking for, what they were expecting. And, you know, by the way, one of the things that I do is I always archive the emails where people ask what they're looking for, because oftentimes that changes. And I have to go back and, like, show them the email and be like, that's not what you said. And this is why you should honestly just have contracts with even your friends, because clarity is king. And if you want to keep the friends, clarity is going to keep the friends. So anyway, long story short, one particular event, they asked me to fly and film. There was like no way to charge batteries. I didn't have a schedule. There was no communication on certain things that they want shot. Meaning like little kids or, you know, the family aspect, lifestyle aspect of things.
Right.
And when we got to our first draft of the video, the husband of the pair was like, God, this is fantastic. This is amazing. I can't believe what you've done. Blah, 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 blah. Like, we're going to nominate this for Video of the Year. Like, this is unreal. We've never seen anything like this. And then the wife gets on the phone and she's like, where's my son? In the video. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, this isn't about your son. This is about an event. She's like, yeah, but I got you the job. Where's my son? And I'm like, excuse me? Like, I don't have much of your son because I couldn't charge batteries as often as I would like to. And one of those times is when your son was out there. Like, the generator failed every night. Like, I have nothing to do with that. You guys are supposed to provide logistics. You always do. You know, what's the problem? And then it was, she said, well, you know what? I think I know the solution to this. I want you to send all the footage to us via Google Drive and everything will be okay. And I was like, okay. Well, as you talked in email before, giving raw video was not a part of the deal. And you know I charge more for raw video because someone could manipulate that video and even hurt me. You know, someone could use that video nefariously. So I charge more for it. And by the way, this couple has more money than 99% of the people that you know. I mean, like making millions every single year type money. Mm-hmm. And so like, you know, I was like, all right, just give me, you know, $5,500, $4,000, whatever, somewhere in there, and I'll give you everything and we'll be done and you don't have to deal with me ever again. And they wouldn't. They expected it over and over and over. And I've lost the husband as a friend because of the couple, I think it's because of the wife, but I can't put the blame there. And it's because we didn't set expectations. It's because we didn't go over logistics. It's because it was always, you know, it was always something that I had fun doing. And anyway, we still won Video of the Year. I mean, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. But it also sucks because I lost a lot of friends because of those two, because I was connected to other people through those friends. And that's a fact of life. You have to be willing to let friends go. And I knew going into it that these people had money and they were the status symbol and they pretty much supported the whole crew and all that. I got it. And at the very beginning, I understood that like they were providing a great opportunity and focus on this as a business opportunity and nothing else.
Right.
And I had to, you know, that made it awkward in a few situations for sure. But I mean, now I've lost a lot of friends. And most of them in the wake surfing industry, which is okay. I'm doing much bigger things now, so it's no big deal. And things that truly make me happy, which is more important. But I gotta say, not setting expectations and doing those things have ruined a very good thing. And it sucks not only for me and not only for him, but it sucks for all the people that we showcase in that video, because like they've had other drone guys go out there before and never done anything like this. Because it wasn't just drone. It was in the boat. It was slow motion. It was lifestyle shots. You know, it was 5 days of shooting.
Right.
That I did for, by the way, $2,500.
Yeah.
Five days of shooting.
And it was a good time. But I think there's a couple of primary lessons. There's a lot of lessons in a story like that that can help Cam and other people that are thinking along the same lines of getting a business started. By working for friends, or just at any point if you're going to start working for friends. And you brought up a couple of the lessons. Certainly one of them is to set those expectations up front. It's almost like it's even more important with friends, because the more that you communicate up front what the expectations are from both directions, the more or the less likely you are to have any issues. Because if something comes up, there, number one, there's something to refer to, but I think even deeper than that, it's already known. It's not something that has to be figured out later, because you already know. And the more of that you can have established before any work ever even begins, the more likely you are to have a successful operation or venture with a friend. And the next thing that I'm going to say is that...
And this isn't easy, if I think I know what you're about to say.
Yeah, I think you do. And so this might lead some people, well, and number one, you could disagree. Number two, it might lead some people to say, well, yeah, I don't think I'm going to work with friends. But I think if you're going to work with friends, particularly on more significant jobs that require, you know, big ticket items, unfortunately, you have to be prepared for that relationship to change.
To
the point of potentially losing that friendship. And obviously, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. And in the vast majority of the cases, it's not going to happen. Things are going to be fine, obviously. But things happen that would not have happened if you weren't doing business together. So if you're going to go down that road, you better be prepared for that possibility, if not eventuality. And that's tough. That's a really tough thing to swallow. So, you know, you talk about risks and you talk about benefits, or you asked about them. I think those are the risks, that you're going to lose friends. That you might get a little lackadaisical as to your systems and your processes and your contracts and so forth. You got to guard against that.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of that.
Because you feel so comfortable and you've hung out and you've had a good time and you've laughed and you've
done
blah, blah, blah.
That's my fault on the side of the relationship, is that I didn't do everything I could have done to make sure that we were prepared.
Right. And you've got to be emotionally intelligent such that you recognize those things and you're going to give your friend an opportunity when you say, look, this is awesome. Thank you for the opportunity. This is what we need to do. They'll push back if they feel the need to push back. Well, gosh, I thought we were just, this is more of a casual arrangement. And that's when you're going to have to be prepared to say, you know, I've just learned that when I get into those kinds of casual arrangements, to use your words, that things happen. And it's just best if we don't go down that road, so that we can avoid any problems between us, because I really value our relationship and I don't want that to happen. So you got to be prepared to have those conversations. And then the benefits, though, are maybe you're working with somebody who's going to give you more leeway. Maybe it's somebody who's willing to give you an opportunity to learn a new area of work that you might not otherwise be able to learn because of the business that they have, such as roof inspections or something. And maybe that person is a great opportunity for you to go do that. And so then you just work that into those expectations, into the contract, and it's understood up front. Ultimately, it doesn't need to be overcomplicated. It's not that complex. It's just a matter of thinking things through, having good, honest conversations, and getting it in writing. And unfortunately, that's the world that we live in. I don't care how good of a friend it is. And we probably all know stories like Paul's if we haven't actually lived them. And unfortunately, I have as well. And you just have to be prepared for that and get everything done up front before you ever get into that position. But the benefits are there's some opportunities there that you might not otherwise have. And that's great.
True. I mean, let's be honest. Nepotism is a very real thing.
For sure.
Cam said it best. He's like, I'm realizing this is a relationship business. Yes, every business is. Exactly. Every business is.
And that's why some larger companies, by the way, they have anti-nepotism policies because they don't want those kinds of relationships involved.
Costco, good example. Actually, I only know this because we had birthday brunch about 3 weeks late with the family on Sunday.
Yeah.
And one of the family members just got a job at Costco. She had been working there for like 16 years, took a hiatus, and now she's back. Hmm. And she wanted her daughter, who's getting her hair cutting license, to work at Costco as well, help her build up some revenue and some income and save so she could open up her own salon. And they wouldn't let him work at the same store.
Hmm.
So, but understand though that nepotism in relationships breeds extreme opportunity. You just have to be so careful about how you go about it.
Absolutely. And by the way, none of what I'm saying suggests that you can't give your friend a better deal. Like maybe because they're helping you and they're your friend, maybe you do it for them for 50% of what you would normally do it for. That's totally fine. I mean, you're the one that would have to come up with whatever those parameters are for that particular job and that particular relationship. The point is making sure it's established up front. And if you do that, you're almost always going to be fine unless something just really goes awry, which is going to be a very rare case.
Definitely. I'm glad that you gave your opinion on this because I feel like oftentimes I'm the one talking too much and I feel like you have a lot more experience in this than I do because you've been in a business relationship with your friend for 16 years?
Yeah, actually. Partners for 16 years, which is pretty crazy. Friends first and partners, which, by the way...
Then partners in crime. Just then kidding.
Absolutely. Wait a minute. No crimes were committed.
Gotcha. I'm like Sacha Baron Cohen, baby.
Oh, gosh. Entrapment. Anyways, a lot of people told us, and you know, I understand why, before we started the business that we started all those years ago, that you're crazy, don't do it, it won't work, you won't be friends later. And ultimately, it's been more than fine. It's worked out great for us. And you know, that's another conversation. But as long as you understand each other, understand the arrangement up front. And one of our arrangements, by the way, was, and we're in kind of a sales business. And so this wouldn't work for everybody. But what we said is no matter what, we're splitting everything 50-50. I don't care. If for 6 months in a row, I do 100% and you do zero, we're splitting it 50-50. And it's always worked. It's just kept it simple. But I understand that won't work for everybody. So anywho, it was figured out up front.
One thing I think is, I just kind of had an epiphany over here because I'm just thinking about when I met you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking about how we got in a business relationship and then how we started growing you. And I was not friends with you and Tim, and yet you've become one of my best friends.
Yeah, that can happen.
Like literally.
Right.
This old man next to me is one of my best friends. Just kidding, Rob. I love you.
Hey. If the toupee
fits. He's
literally
one of my best men in the wedding. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was an honor. That was an honor. Absolutely.
So it's a very deep subject, and you really need to have a conversation with yourself or your wife about how to go about it. But I think set expectations at the beginning.
Absolutely. And Cam's thoughtfulness about this suggests that he's going to do things the right way, have the right conversation, and he's going to be fine. So learn from Cam.
Not only that, his wife is like a powerhouse sales lady. So I mean,
oh,
like,
is she really?
Yeah. So I mean,
so she's speaking some wisdom into him as well. I'm sure. That's awesome.
For sure. We always got to give our wives some credit, right?
No doubt.
Cam's such a smart guy. And by the way, the subject tracking clip he was talking about, that was shot at the subject tracking course. And people are begging me to throw another subject tracking class. I'm like, I just tried to throw one and it was only like 60% full. Like, so we'll see. Maybe again. I've had a lot of people say, I will come out again for that just to see Joel. So.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that very informative show is going to do it for us today. Thanks for listening, guys. We really appreciate it. And, you know, we really appreciate those reviews too. If you have a second, please share this show with someone or leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or Podomatic, wherever you download shows. I know people are even listening to us on Spotify.
Google Player too.
Mm-hmm. Spotify. I found out because I was like, how do we get on Spotify? Spotify automatically put our show on their platform because it was requested so much through the app.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. So thanks for all of you who requested it.
Seriously, thank
you.
That's
pretty cool.
It's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.